Welcome to STC Sheffield's Summer Podcast Reboot. This week's podcasts were originally published in May 2020. Welcome to the STC Daily Podcast. This year, having already looked at Acts and Ephesians, we're focusing on some other New Testament letters. If this podcast encourages you, why not pass on the link?
Hello everyone, my name is James and welcome to Wednesday's podcast. Today our passage is Galatians 5, verses 7 to 12, and today we're going to focus on verses 7, 8 and 9. You were running a good race. Who cut in on you to keep you from obeying the truth? That kind of persuasion does not come from the one who calls you. A little yeast works through the whole batch of dough. Now, in a different approach to our reflections on Monday and Tuesday, I'm not going to begin with a story, but we'll start by hearing the main idea. And the main idea is this. We're going to look at our motivation for obeying God. And the reason, in attempting to be really clear, is that on Thursday and Friday, we're going to begin to look at the results of following God, the outworkings of our lives. As the Bible calls it, the fruit. And if we're going to talk about fruitfulness in a healthy way, then it's super helpful to begin to think about today's main idea, our motivations for obeying God. As my colleagues and I have mentioned previously in the last 2-3 weeks, there are two teams of people in this book to the Galatians making theological points. One team is asking for these followers of Jesus to also obey the laws found in the Bible, the laws of Moses, with all the Jewish customs towards food and festivals. And perhaps hearing this, we'll remember what was said yesterday, that the laws given to us in the Bible, they are good and they are wise. Our problem is our ability to obey any of them. The reason these things are being brought up to our attention again today is because I want us to notice something together. As we see in verse 7, Paul also is advocating for obedience. He puts it like this: you were running a good race. Who cut in on you to keep you from obeying the truth? But there is one huge difference in Paul's mindset, and that is around motivation. Both ways of thinking want us to live the better life. And that's kind of still our vision for the year of 2020. Join us for the better life. We want to think about the better life. And if that is the goal for Paul, how we get to the better life is really important. You see, we can obey God, but do it for all the wrong reasons. And that can be as bad as disobeying God. For example, we can help a neighbour or gift some money, time or talent to a person in need, and our hearts can be filled with pride, anger or fear. We could host a prayer meeting and our chief aim could be to prove something or to better someone else. All these things are opposite to the fruits of the Spirit that we're going to hear about on Friday. Love, joy and peace, to name a few. Now, I've been part of the team, well, the church family at STC now for 12 years. I arrived as a student in 2008. Long before I arrived, there have been these midweek communities called clusters that serve neighbourhoods and networks across the city. They do good in all sorts of ways, from care homes to street parties to serving hot food and drinks to those on the streets of Sheffield. The creativity of this church to be generous and to promote justice has always amazed me. Beautiful people doing beautiful things in Jesus' name. Sometimes friends have joined in serving alongside us, and we've all had to learn that clarity is really important. We do these things because God so loved us, and other people are free to join in doing good alongside us. This is important because other motivations, Paul describes, can be like a little yeast working its way through the whole batch of dough. With the right conditions, it doesn't take much for yeast to change the entire recipe. If you've managed to get your hands on some ingredients to make bread at home, you'll understand what this verse is talking about. My friend Matt Roden has sent me through a recipe that I can't wait to try if I can just get my hands on some flour. It doesn't take long for other motivations to reshape our obedience. A Christian faith will always produce good works, but the works that it produces will be because of love, not because of fear. And I'm in this boat with all of us listening in today. I need to be reminded, like others, that we do not need to do good to fill a quota of kindness that the Lord our God requires of us from that year. It's not to make Jesus love us any more than he already does. And for all of us listening into this podcast, if you feel connected to clusters in this church, or if you haven't yet joined in meeting in this way, every act of justice or generosity that we can possibly offer to God is because he so loved us first that our response is to love others. That is the example laid out for us. That is God's self-giving, sacrificial love, as is beautifully written down in John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. We let the love of God be our motivation for doing good. We have nothing to prove. We have no quota to fill. And I'm not here to measure your output or do a performance review today. We love because he first loved us, as it says in 1 John 4, verse 19. And I meant it when I shared earlier that I'm in this boat with all of us listening in today. There are times when I've really failed at this mindset in the last few weeks. The temptation in lockdown to think I must do more for God. I must reach more people. I've got to raise my kids better in the faith or become TikTok famous. Here's a funny one. In the first 2 weeks of lockdown, I felt this massive pressure to host a quiz online. Why? Because everyone else was doing it. I don't even like quizzes. And Tom shared it better than I can with his reflection last Monday through this podcast. You can find that on our website. It was really helpful. There is always a wrestle in human nature. It's part of the fallenness of creation to earn things, to get things, to win, to count our progress. But we cannot build our identity on these things. Our chief motivation for obeying God, it's love. And so let's finish this podcast today by hearing verse 6 from yesterday's reflection read aloud again for us to reflect upon. The only thing that counts is faith expressing itself through love. Would that be true for us today? Let's pray together. Father, we love you. Help us to recognize your love for us. Help us to live in response to that love. In Jesus' name, amen. Galatians 5, verses 7 to 12. You were running a good race. Who cut in on you to keep you from obeying the truth? That kind of persuasion does not come from the one who calls you. A little yeast works through the whole batch of dough. I am confident in the Lord that you will take no other view. The one who is throwing you into confusion, whoever that may be, will have to pay the penalty. Brothers and sisters, if I am preaching circumcision, why am I still being persecuted? In that case, the offence of the cross has been abolished. As for those agitators, I wish they would go the whole way and emasculate themselves. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
We enter your gates with thanksgiving, and with thanksgiving, we enter your gates. We pour out your praise. And as we pour your praises out, your glory shining all around. And as we pour your praises out, your glory shining all around. And as we pour your praises out, oh, your glory shining all around.